Good morning. The Hebrew Bible lesson this morning is from Isaiah, chapter 65, verses 17 through 25. And in the Pew Bible, that's on page 654. And if you're using the large print Bible, that's on page 851. Hear the word of the Lord. For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating. For I am about to create Jerusalem as joy and its people as a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people. No more shall the sound of weeping be heard in it or the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant that lives but a few days, or an old person who does not live out a lifetime. For one who dies at 100 years will be considered a youth, and one who falls short of 100 will be considered accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat, for like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be. And my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity. For they shall be offspring blessed by the Lord and their descendants as well. Before the call I will answer, while they are yet speaking I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, but the serpent, its food shall be dust. They shall not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, says the Lord. The psalm reading is 118, and that's on page 839 in the back of your hymnal. The Lord is my strength and my power. The Lord has become my salvation. Hear joyous songs of victory in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me sorely, but has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we beseech you, O Lord. O Lord, we beseech you, give us success. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, who has given us light. Lead the festival procession with branches up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, who is good, for God's steadfast love endures forever.
Our epistle lesson this morning comes from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 6 through 13. It can be found on page 195 in the New Testament section of your Pew Bible, or on page 252 in the large print edition. Now we command you, beloved, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to keep away from believers who are living in idleness and not according to the tradition that they received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us. We were not idle when we were with you, and we did not eat anyone's bread without paying for it. But with toil and labor, we worked night and day so that we might not burden any of you. This was not because we do not have the right, but in order to give you an example to imitate. For even when we were with you, we gave you this command: anyone unwilling to work should not eat. For we hear that some of you are living in idleness, mere busybodies, not doing any work. Now such persons we command and exhort in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and to earn their own living. Brothers and sisters, do not weary in doing what is right. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks.
As we get ready to read the gospel, I want to call your attention, and I'm not going to ask you to turn around and look, because I don't want to embarrass them any further than I will. But I really appreciate that there are many more young people, young adults, who have decided to join us this morning in the last several weeks. We encourage that. It's great. It's so wonderful to have you part of us here. So thank you so much. You're always welcome. Let's turn now to the gospel of Jesus Christ according to Luke. Luke chapter 21, verses 5 through 19. If you look in the New Testament section of your Pew Bible, you can go directly to page 80. I'm looking at too many things. And if you're looking at the large print edition, it's on page 103. So you can follow along with the reading. When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, Jesus said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another, and all will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be? And what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and the time is near. Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes and in various places famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. My friends, if you've even glanced at a calendar recently, I think you'll recognize that we are at that time of the year when everything seems to be in fast-forward mode, especially this year. In our neighborhood, I was walking around this week, I saw the first home decorated for Christmas with lights and a Santa Claus, and that was Wednesday, November 13th. Next Sunday, as well as being Thanksgiving Sunday, Commitment Sunday, and Bible Sunday, is also United Methodist Student Day with its separate special offering, and it is the last Sunday after Pentecost, and if you're counting, that is the 27th such Sunday. And therefore, that Sunday is Christ the King Sunday. Just 4 days later is Thanksgiving Day, and the Sunday after that, December 1st, is already the first Sunday of Advent. What do you think? Fast forward or what? Well, it's time to take a deep breath and get back to basics. And I believe that's what God is saying to us today. I wonder if these scripture readings sound hauntingly familiar, especially like the readings we study during Advent itself. The Isaiah reading, especially the line that Jane read, "The lion, the wolf and the lamb shall feed together," that's the inspiration for today's bulletin cover image. And it sounds a lot like the Isaiah reading for the second Sunday of Advent, specifically Isaiah 11, 1 through 10. We get the understanding also that God has promised us that life will be better one day, but in the meantime, we need to watch for the inbreaking of God's kingdom here and now. Doesn't this already sound like the message of Advent? Perhaps so. It did for me. What also struck me about these readings is how God often speaks to us in the simplest and most direct terms. Often the shortest ideas or sentences are the deepest and most meaningful of all. I want you to listen to these very few words and consider their meaning. God said through Isaiah, "For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth." Paul said, "Brothers and sisters, do not be weary in doing what is right." Jesus said, "This will give you an opportunity to testify." And Jesus also said, "By your endurance, you will gain your souls." For I'm about to create new heavens and a new earth. For students of the Bible, this is not news. We already know how this story ends. Just read Revelation. All throughout salvation history, God has promised that ultimately there will be new heavens and a new earth. That is what it means to talk about the final realization of God's kingdom. And this is what God was talking about in reference to Jerusalem in the Isaiah reading. "I will rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people. No more shall the sound of weeping be heard in it, or the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant that lives but a few days, or an old person who does not live out a lifetime. For one who dies at 100 years will be considered a youth, and one who falls short of 100 will be considered accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be. And my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be offspring blessed by the Lord, and their descendants as well. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. This is the hope of God's kingdom. In the meantime, brothers and sisters, do not be weary in doing what is right. God calls us to live life as if the kingdom was already here. And yet, we know the difficult reality of our current world. God calls us to be the bringers of the kingdom and to keep after the work of kingdom building. That is why Deacon Daniel Claywitter works tirelessly to give low-income workers a voice in society, and why he fights the injustice of wage theft and the mistreatment of immigrant peoples. That is why Glenda and Kevin Condon and Charlie Morrell bring the good news of Christ into the prisons. That is why Ruby Freeman and Sandy Tinney work to bring food and a future to our neighbors at the Aurora Interchurch Task Force. That is why the United Methodist Women provide food and toiletries to homeless people through Aurora Warms the Night. That is why Kathy Moton and Deb Gunther work throughout the year to help end hunger through the Aurora Crop Hunger Walk. That is why so many of you make donations to our clothing giveaways. That is why Don Boyle spearheads our efforts to give Christmas gifts to the residents of Warren Village. God is calling us to be bringers of the kingdom. Brothers and sisters, do not be weary in doing what is right. This will give you an opportunity to testify. There are so many opportunities we encounter in our everyday routines to testify to the power of the Holy Spirit and the strength of God's love in our lives. The context of these words of Jesus was his prophecy that his disciples would be persecuted and even killed because they believed in Christ. Well, clearly our reality is not quite so dire, and yet there are many challenges to being a true Christian in the 21st century world. But Jesus offers us the most important advice. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance. For I will give you words, I will give you a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. The bottom line is that we are to always and everywhere listen for the word of God. Listen and then speak as the Spirit moves you. This will give you an opportunity to testify. By your endurance, you will gain your souls. In the craziness of the onrushing Advent and Christmas season, and in the craziness of daily life in the 21st century, the background noise of the secular world can be deafening. Even the most focused Christian person can lose their footing, or he can be knocked off track. But the key is to keep listening for the Word of God. The key is to keep studying the Bible. The key is to keep praying and participating in Sunday worship. The key is to strive to tithe, to give a full 10% of your money to the ministries of this church. The key is to stay in community faithfully and fruitfully. The key is to strive for salvation, to keep on keeping on. By your endurance, you will gain your souls. My friends, it's time to take a deep breath and get back to basics. It's time to listen and heed the simple ideas. For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. Brothers and sisters, do not be weary in doing what is right. This will give you an opportunity to testify. By your endurance, you will gain your souls. To God be the glory. Amen.